Arts, music and conversation.
The Dominic King Show.
On BBC Radio Kent. On BBC Radio Kent.
The International Audio Drama Festival returns to Canterbury next week, bringing together over 100 submissions from around the world. This year's theme is The Floor of Heaven. It runs in the city and online from the 27th to the 31st of March. Nicholas McKerney is from the festival. He's been sharing with me why he thinks this year's event is particularly special.
I really feel we've got to a little bit of a tipping point. We had over 100 entries, and we now have 23 countries represented, 27 languages. And we have languages such as Farsi, Slovene, and Persian. So it's not just drawing on the usual suspects from Eastern Europe, Germany, and countries like Georgia, but also from countries which have a very different oral tradition of storytelling. And I think that's what's really exciting, is that we're now actually seeing a kind of melting pot of different styles of audio drama and how people go about making stories to entertain themselves.
What I always think of is it's the audio version of sitting by the fireplace, isn't it? Because you do get a sense in each of these pieces. You've in the past been able to give us a soap opera from an Eastern European country that was doing rather well in its country, but could be equally matched with the idea of the Archers over here, or looking at how people use comedy.
Comedy is a very interesting subject, isn't it? Because there are people who think that there are certain national kind of characteristics for comedy. The English, we're supposed to have a great sense of humour. But yes, I think that's what's so wonderful about the festival, is as it's grown, it has started to kind of not just give an opportunity for people to have their work heard in this environment, but also to sort of contribute towards a slightly bigger kind of conversation about, as I said, what role does comedy play in drama? You know, is there a Serbian version of the Archers? You know, and if there is, what are the stories that they would be telling, and how would they differ from the kind of stories that we would be telling? I mean, I find all of this fascinating. So yes, it's great.
Let's have a listen in then to some of those who have entered their sounds for 2023.
I remember the minute when I knew for sure the willows were chilling. The face in the pool was beautiful.
Quei 30 secondi sono terribili e bellissimi.
What?
I need you down at the cabin by Broadmoor Hospital. Now!
Moscow, minus 20 degrees.
Москва, минус 20 степеней.
Went on shaping itself with love, as if I was ready.
So the International Audio Drama Festival, running from the 27th to the 31st, returning to Canterbury, and the theme this year, because you always have a theme that kind of surrounds the idea of sound.
Yes, Jonathan and Mel, who are the main producers and the originators of the festival, Jonathan likes his quotes from Shakespeare, and this year he's chosen The Floor of Heaven, which I had to look up. Apparently it's from The Merchant of Venice. And I think it's just to give a kind of a little bit of a steer, a kind of idea of the riches that will that you're going to hear. And what's wonderful about the festival is it's a hybrid festival, so you can listen online, but we would like to encourage people to come and listen together in a collective experience. And weirdly, listening to a foreign play with a Kindle giving you the translation isn't as strange an experience as perhaps you would imagine, because you very quickly get drawn into the tone of voice and the oral world of the sound effects that are being used to create that world for you.
And I guess we've got more and more used to, particularly through Netflix, watching foreign language films and having subtitles, you know, going along as we have that experience. So that's become a lot easier. The other thing I'm really interested in is how you've seen this festival change, because I think when we first started talking, it was an international radio festival, and that has been a huge change, hasn't it, that you and I have seen with the growth of podcasts around the world.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, podcasting is a £3 billion industry now, and you know, I liken it unto a punk rock. In the glory days of punk, they said, buy a guitar, learn three chords, and off you go. And I think at the beginning of the podcasting, there was a sense that it was, you know, Wild West. It was a massive democratization of voices. Anybody could put out something. Of course, whether it was going to be heard or not is another matter. So I think that you're absolutely right. I mean, there has been this massive shift from the idea of radio as something broadcast to audio, which comes broadcast and non-broadcast. And along with that, it's allowed an art form that was perhaps in a danger of being considered only of interest to people over the age of 40, maybe. It's allowed youngsters and young people to come into audio drama and audio programs and to kind of start to create their own genres, which I think is very exciting.
Yeah, I think you're right. And it's incredible how we've seen development of so many platforms as a result of it, but also accessibility. We've always talked about, you know, how do you get people to share stories? Well, this is an incredible way of doing it via podcasts, and you know, we see that. And I know that you do your own podcast and are an award-winning podcast maker, and that must be exciting for you to sort of tap into that and see what is coming from different parts of the world. Canterbury itself as a location, a place of pilgrimage, and it kind of feels right, I guess, the connection between all of this audio drama coming from different parts of the world as almost a pilgrimage every year when you do this in Canterbury.
Well, it's another kind of Canterbury Tales, really, isn't it? I mean, we were in Herne Bay, but I was very keen that we should come to Canterbury. And I think, again, what's wonderful about this year is I really feel we're now part of the Canterbury cultural calendar. And we've got a number of other events that are taking place alongside the festival. We have a friend, my writer friend, C. Tedan, is coming to Waterstones on the 29th to talk about her work and also her radio work. And I've also organised an online event called Telling Stories from Around the World, in which some really great radio writers, Ming Ho and Dan Rebellato, Ken Bentley and Nicola Baldwin, will join me and hopefully delegates from the festival to talk about these different traditions of storytelling and the different ways we go about trying to tell our stories through audio. So but what we're trying to do is create a festival which has its central objective, which is the plays, but also allows for other kinds of events to take place. I've also persuaded Tom Watt. Remember Tom Watt from EastEnders? He's going to come and give out prizes. So also you need a little bit of glamour.
Yeah, that's lovely. And we'll enjoy seeing him there. Lofty lives on. And that sense of what you get from it as a result, because the International Audio Drama Festival happens, people come in and they experience sound and they talk to each other. But there must be a legacy every year that people go away with ideas, because the exchange between these different audio professionals, the audience, must really bring something new. And are you seeing that over the years? Now you're on your ninth, are you seeing that actually collaborations have happened, conversations have happened, and new sounds have happened as a result of this festival?
That's certainly what we would hope for. And absolutely, we're starting to see these conversations take place across Europe. You know, very interestingly, Jonathan went out to the Ukraine recently to record some audio drama out there. Obviously, that has a very particular significance at the moment. So we're seeing ways in which we can join together and collaborate to support each other. And I think that's a particularly good example. Speaking personally, because I write a lot of radio drama, I would love an opportunity to go to a country like India or an Asian country and learn something about, learn more about how they make audio drama and see whether we can't bring some of that back into our own work. You know, I think that the BBC has been this wonderful institution for audio drama for a long while, but obviously there's more than just one player. And I think that that's what we've discovered over the course of doing the festival. And now we've got to number 9, nearly at number 10, and we really feel really settled in Canterbury. We really feel that we can now start to hopefully involve the city a bit more in some of the events that we do and really become an annual fixture.
Nicholas McInerney. Find out more about radiodramafestival.org.uk on the website, and good luck to all the team who are part of that over the next week.